Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is Amanda Moxley, the host of the Speak Your Way to Success series, where I have gathered amazing entrepreneurs and leading edge experts who are here to share their secrets, their how-tos, their intel, their knowledge about how you can actually speak your way to success on stages, on video, on live streams, at events, workshops, retreats, etc., through books, so that you can impact millions and make millions. And today, I have the beautiful Regan Hillier with us. And Regan is, normally we would be doing these classes, obviously, on video for you, but you're deep in the jungle today, aren't you?
I am. I am in the middle of the Costa Rican jungle right now.
Yeah, so we are innovating with the teleseminar, so hopefully that is good for everyone. And let me go ahead and introduce Regan, and we'll get started. So Regan Hillier is a serial entrepreneur, philanthropist, and mindset coach. She is the founder of Regan Hillier International, a company dedicated to providing personal development and business training to men and women who have a big message they want to share with the world. Regan specializes in helping experts uncover their true message and launch powerful personal brands, helping them make a big impact and build a legacy. Regan has trained thousands of people, helping them build multiple six- and seven-figure businesses location-free using powerful mindset-changing tools and cutting-edge business development strategies. Welcome!
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, what a treat. So you're amazing, and you know, I've known you, I think, about a year and a half now through one of your besties, Kat LaTorzo, and so it's been so fun to watch you seriously explode your business, and we want some of that. So will you give us your, like, tell us a little bit about your journey and what's brought you to where you are here and now?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I always joke with people and say, you know, I wasn't just born sitting in beautiful places, making money from my laptop and impacting lives. Like, you know, there's definitely a journey and a story behind it all. And so I grew up in Auckland, New Zealand, and was really fortunate to have parents that really believed in education, but they also believed in following the system, you know, go to school, get good grades, work really hard, go to university. And so that's what I did. And I was actually studying to be an architect at the time, and one of the lecturers got us to do a visualization exercise and asked us to visualize our life as an architect 20 years out from now. And I did that, and to be honest, I felt sick to my stomach, and I just had this moment where I just knew that I wasn't on the right path. And even though everyone was telling me that I was good at it and I should be doing it and it was the right thing to do, I just knew it wasn't aligned. And so that's what really threw me into the world of personal development. That's what got me started in the area of coaching and really, you know, trying to dig deep into purpose and self-discovery from a really young age. And then, you know, the journey just really organically unfolded from there.
Oh, I love it. That's pretty cool that your architecture teacher had you visualize and you're like, nope, not going to do it. So
right.
Yeah, and then at a young age, how old were you when you got on this path?
I was 17, turning 18.
Oh my gosh, were you in high school or were you in college?
I just finished school. Yeah,
just finished high school.
Yeah, correct.
I love it. Okay, so that's amazing. And so now, what's happened since then?
Well, since then, it's been a journey of trial and error. It's been a journey of persistence, of figuring it out, starting multiple businesses and, you know, just digging deeper and deeper into purpose and really listening and trusting that process of, you know, peeling back the layers of the onion when it comes to purpose and allowing myself to dig deep. And so the path has, I guess, deepened over the years rather than jumped from, you know, completely separate paths and completely separate businesses. And I've been in the coaching and education industry now for about 8 years and have had multiple different businesses that have evolved through that. But yeah, just under 2 years ago, I launched Regan Hillier International and grew that to be a multi seven-figure business, about 95% online, which is really cool. So I guess that's where it's evolved to right now.
Mm-hmm. So cool. So yeah, so you have these multiple businesses and trial and error and figuring out your purpose. So how do people listening, like, find their purpose and really nail it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. And I think the biggest thing to know is that it is an ever-evolving process. And you kind of need to be okay with sitting in the space of never feeling entirely complete. You know, I think a lot of people are looking for, yes, now I've found it. You know, this is it. And although you may have moments like that, you know, it really is a space and purpose where it is continually evolving and shifting and developing and growing deeper. So I would, you know, if you're just figuring it out, I would sit down and just ask myself, you know, what is my true purpose in life? And just start writing and writing and writing and writing until eventually something will jump at you and you'll start maybe getting goosebumps or a little bit of an emotional response, and you'll just start getting these nudges that, wow, you know, even though you might not know how it's going to happen or it might be completely different to what you're doing now, you really need to go within and listen to that. You know, no one externally is going to let you know what your purpose is. You really, I believe, you have to go within and figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love it. And I love that it's not like something that you just, like, lock into and that's it for the rest of your life. It's always changing and evolving. And
definitely.
So then, yeah, and so how have you been able to make multiple seven figures? I mean, have you been doing, like, what would be, how can someone listening also, I mean, I know it's not like an overnight thing by any means, but what would you say, how can you do that? How were you able to stretch into that?
Absolutely. Look, I believe that making that amount of money definitely comes from within. I definitely don't believe it's a secret strategy of these three things that I did online. I really think it's about shifting into an identity of becoming that version of you first and really doing the internal work and aligning into that version of you, where then the money basically shows up as a default because it's just who you are and it's how you're choosing to live and it's what you're committed to and it's the level of impact that you're committed to on a daily basis. So I think the first thing really is figuring out all of that internal stuff and then obviously taking massive aligned action from that space. And when a really powerful thing happens, when the action lines up with who you're choosing to be internally, that's the goal. That's when the powerful stuff happens. There's a lot of people doing a lot of work and they're really busy being busy, but because they're not in alignment with the internal version of themselves that they need to step into, they find themselves just kind of on this treadmill going faster and faster, but not necessarily seeing the results.
Right. So what does an average day look like for you then, of being on purpose?
Yeah, my days are completely different each and every single day. So I'm someone who I'm really highly driven by variety. I'm someone where, for me, structure and routine often feel a little bit limiting. So for me, it really comes down to my daily non-negotiable is doing my daily mindset work, my internal practice, and really giving myself that time to connect with purpose and truth and intention and vision and really play into that space. From there, I ask myself, okay, what would the higher version of me be doing right now in order to accelerate this vision and bring it in even faster? And that's when I work out, okay, well, these are my non-negotiables for today. And sometimes it might be one thing, sometimes it might be five things, sometimes it might be three. I'm literally like, okay, cool, these are the things that need to get done, like, right now today. And then, to be honest, life just kind of flows around. You know, sometimes I'll be in the jungle in Costa Rica with limited internet. Sometimes I'll be in LA. Like, it really depends on where I am in the world. But it is still taking that daily action and knowing that the internal work always comes first.
I love it. So just because that was really juicy what you just shared. So you're doing, you do mindset work daily and then purpose and intention and visioning, and then you ask yourself, what would the highest version of me be doing now? And then what are my non-negotiables for today? And then you will take action.
Yeah,
along.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly it. And I think it's a slight change in the questioning that a lot of people ask themselves. I think a lot of people say, you know, what should I be doing in order to create it? Which really tells the world, well, I'm not sure if I'm going to create it or not. So even the languaging of using, you know, what would the higher version of me be doing right now in order to have this vision manifest faster means that it's done. And you're just simply looking at how do you accelerate the process versus how do you figure out how to create it. So it's more coming from a space of trust and surrender and then taking action from that space rather than a space of, like, doubt and trying to figure it out.
Right. I love that. So you literally are like, okay, what would my highest version of myself be doing? And then you would trust and take action as that person. Can you give us an example of that in your life? Or maybe, give us an example of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I do this on a big scale when it comes to manifesting visions, but also with the little nitty-gritty details in my business. So for example, I think it was about a month ago, I thought, okay, cool. One thing that I'd really love to manifest is a higher level of visibility. So I want to online increase my followers, which obviously is going to increase my impact and my income, and it's all interlinked. So I sat there and I thought, all right, well, what would be going on if the higher version of me was accelerating this process? And I started just brainstorming and writing down some ideas. And one of the things that came to me was, wow, I could do an online magazine as a free gift for people and really, create some amazing hype and exposure online by having this really valuable tool be unleashed. And so I was like, okay, well, what would that version of me be doing right now in order to have that happen? Okay, cool. Well, I'd probably be going and figuring out how does that work, and then getting someone on my team to start researching some of those and setting a date for when we're going to launch it. And it's literally being launched in about 10 days' time. So that's a practical thing that I went through internally in order to then create the strategy in my business, instead of doing it backwards like most people and saying, okay, strategically, what needs to go on, and then trying to do the internal work to align with the strategy. I do it the other way around.
I love that. Well, congratulations on that. So you had this idea, and then now a month later, you're creating this magazine. So it sounds like you have a lot of support in your business. Do you want to share with us, like, what kind of team you have?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have an amazing team at Regan Hillier International, and, I'm just so blessed and so grateful for each and every single one of them every single day. I let them know that they are the heartbeat of this vision, and they're the glue, and without each and every single one of them, the impact would not be being created. So I think we're just over 37 people now, spread across 11 different countries, and I don't know how many time zones, but everyone is completely location independent and working from their laptop. And for me, that was a really important thing, because I didn't want people sitting in an office talking about creating freedom with people when they weren't free themselves to live into their own vision. So for me, it was a big thing that they were living in alignment with what we were helping people create. And just to give you some perspective, this time last year, I think we had 3 team members. So that's grown really quickly, really fast, but it's amazing at the same time.
Wow. That is, you had 3 people last year this time. So what made your business absolutely explode in this last year?
Look, again, I think it's the internal work. I think it really is just choosing it and just knowing that success is a choice, and making a large amount of money is a choice, also making a small amount of money is a choice, and how many people you impact is a choice, and how fast you go is a choice. So for me, it's just choosing it. It's choosing it daily. It's choosing it hourly. It's choosing it every minute in terms of how I show up and where my attention and my focus goes. So I think it really is actually just deciding that I wanted to do it and then just making it happen. I think too many people don't, kind of plant their flag in the sand and go, hey, like, this is it, like, I'm in, like, let's do this. They're kind of like dipping one toe in the water, and we'll test it out and we'll see, and I think you need to go all in, and you just need to choose it every single minute.
Oh my gosh, it's so true. You really do. And you have to, you probably don't have that many distractions in your life. It doesn't seem like there's like, this is it, this is your deal, this is your purpose.
Yeah, look, it absolutely is, and it's so much fun as well. That's the thing, it really needs to be designed in a way for you where it is super fun, and living into your purpose and your truth is enjoyable, and it fuels your soul, and, it should feel light and amazing, even when, things are a little bit crazy, or you're figuring stuff out, or you're just, connecting how it all connects, but it should still be invigorating and super fun, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. It's such a choice. Okay, so what else do I want? Okay, I know you do like little workshops, and you've done speaking. You do speaking. So tell us a little bit about how your own events, your own workshops, and speaking, like how have you used that to impact millions and make millions?
Absolutely. Look, it's a really cool question, because I've done a funny dance with speaking over the years. So the last education business I had before I shifted online, I was speaking like pretty much full time. So I was speaking 3 to 4 nights a week. I was traveling around Australia and New Zealand. I was doing a loop where we'd do, you know, 6 cities and then 1 week off and then press repeat. And it was amazing. And we were creating a lot of impact and, you know, doing really well financially, but it was exhausting. And I had basically created myself a job. So that was a huge part of what flipped me online, was actually realizing that business was slightly out of alignment for me, and calling it quits and basically launching my personal brand online and starting fresh. And I kind of went way in the other direction. I was like, I'm never going to speak ever again. Like, I'm so done with speaking, and unless it's online, right? And so I went full into the online world and just, you know, really knew nothing about anything, just figured it out as I went. And it's funny, I actually I sat in a friend's event helping out, and it was a small event with about 10 people, and I remember sitting there going, wow, you know, I do actually miss this a little bit. Like, I miss the human interaction. I miss, like, looking into people's eyes and seeing their breakthroughs. Like, there's something so human about this that I really do miss, which I'm not getting online. And so that's when I decided to run my masterminds, my 3-day masterminds that I run, which is really the only live event in person which we're doing at this stage. You know, we did 12 last year. We're going to do 6 this year through Bali and LA and a couple of other places in the world. And so, yeah, for me, it's really been, you know, finding this dance and this balance between the online world and the offline world, and how do I play in both in a way that feels really, really good. Another thing we're doing this year is intentionally looking to do more keynotes as well, so bringing that into the mix as well, again, to create more impact and touch more lives.
Mm-hmm. And when you were going to 6 cities 1 week off and, you know, speaking 3 to 4 days a week, was that for your own business, or what was that about?
Absolutely, yes. I had basically an offline education and seminar business. We would run basically 3-hour preview events. So people would come, and I think it was either $57 or $97 as a preview. At the end, we would then offer into a 2.5-day weekend. It was a lot of the people were very corporate that I was working with. So we'd do a Friday night and then a full Saturday and a full Sunday. Yeah, we'd basically go somewhere, speak, fill the event, and then...
Uh-oh. We're losing her. Okay, we lost her intermittently. She'll come back, I have a feeling. So interesting. Okay, I'm going to just...
Yes, so she'll let...
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Regan, you actually skipped out. So you were saying it was really corporate, okay. And so you would... do something on Friday night and then Saturday, and then it cut out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So, we had the Friday night and the Saturday and the Sunday, which was the event that I would run. And then we'd have an offer thrown into coaching as well. And even though the model worked really well, it was just slightly out of alignment with me and what I wanted to do with my lifestyle. It meant really that I had to be there, and I couldn't just go and, you know, be in Bali for a couple of months. Like, I did that once, and everything really stopped and slowed down. So, yeah, it was right. It was an amazing system, an amazing business, and it created a lot of impact. But again, just like 1% out of alignment, which wasn't working.
Right. Okay. So now you're back to blending the both. And then how have you been able to fill your 3-day events?
Absolutely. So even though they're live in-person events, I have filled and sold them all online, so all through webinars. And it's interesting, actually, I ran 12 of the masterminds, which are 3 days, last year. And I actually used the same webinar to sell into all of them. So basically, I did the webinar live once. I then would, promote it and talk about it and do posts about it. And if anyone was interested, I'd send them that webinar recording. So that webinar very much became like an asset, an online asset, which I used over and over and over again. So that's pretty cool, right? It's like 1 hour of my time where I did that sales webinar and then pressed repeat on it using the recording and filled out all of the rest of the events the rest of the year with it.
That's amazing. So you didn't just send it out to your list. It sounds like you didn't do a typical come to my webinar, launch it, and then, oh, here's the replay you have until tonight to sign up. you actually had more of a strategy of if they showed interest, then you sent it to them?
Yeah, so what I often do on webinars like that for high ticket things is I actually get them to apply. So at the end, they have to come through and basically send an application through to us. We then have a chat as to whether or not it's a fit for them and then go from there. So a couple of things that I did, again, utilizing that one webinar in order to sell the rest of the events, is that whenever I was at one of the masterminds, I'd basically always be selling the next one. So I'd turn the live stream on and I'd be like, hey, this is what we're doing. By the way, the next mastermind is in, 2 months or whatever. Like, there's a few places left. Like, message me if you want to apply. And then people would be like, yeah, I want to apply. And I'd send them that recording and we'd go through the application and press repeat. So I very much, leveraged the event when I was in the event. And for most of the masterminds, I was actually in the room at the event and then we'd already sold out the next one. And then we just kept pressing repeat on that.
Oh, I love that. That's so smart. And then at your masterminds or those 3 days, those are more done for you where you're working on getting stuff done? Like, what's your strategy?
It's a very much get into action kind of event. So it's called Be Your Brand, and it's all about developing, launching, and accelerating your personal brand. So 50% of people are coming in with a space where they're kind of just working on establishing their brand, and they just know that they have something really powerful to share with the world. And the other 50% are generally up and running, and they're more in a place where they're looking to scale and just go bigger with their impact and their message. Day one is all about getting clarity on this message and on the brand and what does that look like. Day two is launch day, where we literally launch products and services. We have people make money in the room, which is pretty cool. We go through social media and the back end and everything you need to get everything cranking really simply and quickly. And then day number three is all about acceleration. So talking about how do we scale, how do we leverage this, how do we build a team, how do we automate everything, how do we create this so minimum within the first 12 months you're out of your business, unless you're doing things that you love doing. For example, for most people it's writing or speaking or coaching, but how do we get you out of the operational side of things within the first year?
Oh, I love it. Fun. And then do you upsell to something else at the end of that?
Yeah, look, at the end, I do it really organically. So I have no more than 8 people in the room by choice at a time. And at the end, look, I just go through and I feel it out, and everyone is in a slightly different place. So I just let them know. I just go, hey, if you want to continue your growth, I'm really feeling like you should come and do this 12-month mastermind. Or I feel like you really need to do the internal work. You should come over here. You really need to, be a better coach, and so come and learn how to be a laser coach. So I really just feel it out individually for people. It's not a set system where they go to a next stage. At the end of the mastermind, they really have everything strategically that they need to build their brand online. So it's never a question of like the next level. It's more like what's the side step you need to take in order to go faster if you want to.
Right. Okay. I like that. So just to grow faster. I love it. Cool. So do you do a lot of Facebook live streaming?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. This year, actually, I haven't been doing as many. I've just been more called to writing more, to be honest. So for me online, I don't have a strategy in terms of, I must live stream 3 times a week and I must write a blog a day or anything like that. I very much operate from flow. And as long as I'm showing up and getting my message out there, I'm happy. So I tend to feel it out. I go through stages. At the moment, I'm really in like a writing stage. End of last year, I went through like a video stage. And before that, I was in a live stream phase. So I kind of just let myself flow into what's the best way that I'm going to get my message across to everyone right now. But look, I think live streams are an amazing way to not only get your message across, but also to sell online as well.
Yeah. I love it. And how would you sell on a live stream if you were to do it?
Look, for me, it really comes down to adding massive value, making sure that you're being really intentional with the value you're adding and the message that you're delivering. For me, the sale is kind of like the 2% of your message, to be honest. It's almost like an afterthought. It's like, hey, by the way, if you're loving this, if you're vibing this, then make sure you come over here. The one thing that I'd make sure if you're looking to sell in a live stream, is that just make sure whatever you're offering is directly linked to the message and what you're talking about. You know, you don't want to, hold a live stream about, like, I don't know, relationships and then offer something about making money online. It's just not going to make any sense. Right. So you want to just obviously make sure that your message is an extreme example, but make sure that your message, is in alignment with your offer. So it makes sense that when people are vibing with you and loving your flow, they're going to go, wow, how can I find out more? And it's a natural next step for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just a few more questions. I'm grilling you. You don't mind, do you?
No, go for it. I'm loving it.
Okay, good. Okay. So you obviously like have a really big community and tribe and people are hanging on your every word. How have you done that, and how can the people listening, because that's what they want. They want people to enroll in their message and hang on their every word and listen and buy their program. So what are some ways that they can do that?
Yeah, that's an awesome question. So there's lots of things that go into the mix with this. Like, I think one thing that is really important is showing up as the most authentic version of you. People really feel that unconsciously. And if you're trying to be something you're not, people feel that as well. So one thing with me is that I very much just show up as me. You know, if I'm super high vibe and excited about something in the day, I'll do a video from that space. And then if I'm not, if I'm feeling more mellow and like, hey, I'm really processing this stuff right now, I'll do a video from that space. And I just think that people really connect with people that are real. You know, the day and age of the perfect person online that like can't do no wrong and is like amazing and like the guru, like it's kind of done. Like when people show up like that, people kind of go, wow, like that's almost a bit slimy, like I don't trust that person. So I feel like it's very much being the most authentic version of you and then showing all areas of your life as well. I see a lot of people get caught into, oh, you know, I have to message, I have to talk about my business, I have to talk about my offers. But remember, people connect with people. So the more that you can show, what are you doing with your life, with your family and your relationships, with your pets, like all those little things interwoven with, you know, strong messaging and purpose and direction is really powerful as well. And then obviously, you know, it is a numbers game at the end of the day. The person that shows up once a day and, you know, puts out offers and amazing high quality messages versus the person that does that once a month, I mean, you guys know who's going to have more impact. So just make sure you are actually showing up as well.
Right. And how often do you show up every day? Or 5 days a week. I know you're saying you go with the flow and alignment, but like to get you to expand to multiple seven figures this year, how are you showing up online all the time?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is definitely every single day. Sometimes like there might be the odd day where it might not be publicly and it might, you know, just be in client groups and adding value there, for example. But I'm there and I'm connecting with my audience in some way each and every single day. And I think the big thing to know is that, you know, especially when people are starting out, they can get overwhelmed and they can think, man, you know, I don't have enough to say every single day. Like I can't write a huge blog post or do a video every day or a live stream like that so much. And just know that, you know, content can be the smallest things. It could be just taking an image from your Snapchat and then writing a couple of lines about it. That's still a piece of content. It's still messaging. You know, it might be a one-liner Facebook message that just Facebook status rather that just says something really strong that you're really feeling in that moment. That's still messaging too. So don't get caught in the trap of thinking that your content has to take hours to produce. As long as you are showing up, you know, daily, if not every second day minimum, you know, you want to be getting in front of people. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So simplifying it, not overwhelming. And then what is your vision? Because you're clearly exploding. So what is your vision?
Yeah, look, my vision really comes down to impact. It comes down to how many lives can we touch. And long-term, big-term vision is to very much be a household name and have people that I will never meet literally say, you know, wow, Regan impacted my life in some way. She really disrupted my thinking a little bit. She made me think differently. She made me see things from the other side. And yeah, it really comes down to that. You know, there's a lot of other stuff I want to do in the world. I have, you know, six other businesses separate to this education business right now. There's a lot I want to do in terms of philanthropic stuff and building more schools. So everything is interlinked and everything is intertwined. But the core thing it really, really, really comes down to is, for me, it's a numbers game. And literally, how can we impact these millions of people and how can we do it as quickly as possible?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I love it. Cool. And I know you have a very valuable, juicy free gift. Do you want to tell us about that? And then we have the link for everyone to download it here on the page.
Absolutely. Awesome. So, yeah, this is the number one best-selling book, Could Be Your Brand. Very similar, actually, to the mastermind that I just spoke about. So it's how to go from unknown to unforgettable in 60 days. And it really is the process of everything that I've done in terms of my brand to break down, you know, establishing my brand online and then launching it and then starting to scale it and grow it as well. So it's the fundamentals and it's got everything you need in there. Yeah.
Can't miss that. Well, that's amazing. Thank you. So valuable. Cool. So everyone, you got to download that and then get that. So be your brand from go from unknown to unforgettable. In how many days? In 60 days?
In 60 days. Yep. Yep.
Done and done. I love it. Cool. Well, thank you, Regan. I'm so grateful for you and your time and just so much value, and it's feeling it. I'm excited for everyone to listen to this and get the impact that you're showing up and serving. So thank you.
You're so welcome. Then,
yeah, so good. And I want to invite everyone. Obviously, this interview is sensational. So many nuggets. Like, you were talking fast, and there were so much juicy nuggets in here. And also, people are also listening to, you know, we have 25 other experts speaking. So I really encourage you all to go ahead and grab the VIP upgrade so that you can add all these awesome videos to your resource library, including all their free gifts. And you also get an event, two tickets to the event coming up with me and a 20-minute Speak Your Way to Success session. So super valuable. I highly recommend you go ahead and grab that. And I will talk to you guys again, and I want to hear your ahas and your breakthroughs. And for me, what I love the most is what Regan shared was every single morning asking yourself, what is the highest version of me? What would she be doing right now? Such a good question, life changer. So thank you, Regan.
That's awesome. You're so welcome. Thanks so much for having me on.
Cool. All right, everybody. Have a good afternoon. Thank you. Bye.